This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 840. Do you mind the colder weather? Conversation starters for a fall party.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What can you say if you get invited to a fall or a Halloween party and you want to start conversations? Today, get a few great ways to kick off a nice connection. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. How you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How's it going with you?
It's awesome. So, you know, Halloween is, well, right, we're recording today on the 24th of October, but it is November 8th when this comes out. But anyways, do you have any Halloween parties planned?
Yeah, my friends typically have a Halloween party, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Really? What are you going to be?
I don't know. I'm letting my husband figure it out. He plans and he just tells me because I'm fine with Halloween, but he gets more into it. So he today was just talking like, oh, well, I'm going to have to make our Halloween costume. And he was thinking, we saw this idea where people are like, where the costume is your like old cheesy photos of yourself.
Oh, like, interesting.
Like from like, do you remember when you were a kid and like you would go to school and they had picture day?
Yes, of course. I remember the lasers. That was cool.
Yes, that's the costume basically. It's like those, like this is not our idea. We saw it somewhere, but like you like have like the background of like the old cheesy photos and then like attach it to yourself and then you're like your old cheesy self. And so he like wants me to like wear like glasses and he'll dye his hair blonde because he used to do that stuff. So we're thinking about doing that. So it's a few days away and he's like, okay, well, we got to start working on that. I'll make it. I'm going to do it.
I bet that's going to spark a lot of conversation when you're at your party.
Yeah. Last year we were Donald Trump's Twitter.
Oh gosh. That's awesome.
So Dan was Wolf Blitzer, the newscaster.
Okay.
And we made like a little CNN TV and I was Twitter and I had like Donald Trump's tweets taped all over me. I wore like an eye mask like to show that it was like 3 a.m. because the whole thing is that he tweets, you know, late at night.
Oh, that's creative. I love that. I love it.
Thanks.
I love it when people try to be. I remember one year I tried to be Times Square. So I put remember how Times Square used to have that cup noodles at the top?
Yeah.
So I had this big like cup noodle on my head and like nobody knew what I was. I had a black t-shirt on and all these printouts like, you know, like stapled onto my shirt and nobody knew.
Oh, I know. That's like the kind of stuff I do. I'm like, I don't want to spend hardly any money.
Yeah, no, totally. People can spend a lot of money on their Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah.
It's absurd. I think it's absurd because it's one night and then what are you going to do? You're going to throw the whole thing out, you know?
Yeah, I know. I just don't do it. But some people, that's like their whole, they love it. So
it's true. So guys, if you're listening in today, we are talking about Halloween parties, right? So what usually happens at a Halloween party, Michelle?
Oh, people are laughing a lot and, yeah. You know, there's, you know, eating and yeah. lots of theme stuff for Halloween and definitely. It's a fun time.
Yeah. People are complimenting each other on their creativity for their costume. You know, they're laughing. They're asking, how did you think about that? How do you think of that? I love it. So that's what we're going to get into today, guys. You know, when you get invited to a Halloween party, it can be stressful. So figuring out what to go as, I always get stressed out about this and then I procrastinate and then I end up having a lame costume because I wait till the last minute. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Dan, I would do nothing.
Yeah. But, you know, especially on top of that, if you don't know how to start conversations in these kind of parties, guys, it can be even worse. So we empathize with you. We know that that can be really hard. And that's what we're going to help you with today. So we have a question from a listener today about a Halloween party, an upcoming Halloween party. But before we get into it, I want to remind you guys, go on over and review the podcast. Let us know what you think about the show. And also, don't forget that the All Ears English app is coming out very soon. So this is coming out on November 8th. So this episode is coming out November 8th. So the app should be very, very soon. So get on the insider list now so you can hear from us, you can test it with us, and you can be the first to see the app. Go to allearsenglish.com/app. And there's going to be some really cool bonus content in there, Michelle. Isn't that right?
I think so. It's exciting stuff. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Exactly. So guys, there's more to learn about that. But for now, go and get on the list, allearsenglish.com/app. Okay. So Michelle, we have a question from Pat today. Would you read the question for us?
Sure.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. Okay. Hi, Michelle, Lindsay, and Jessica. I am a new listener. I have just found your podcast about a month ago. I'm really into it. Oh, thank you. Well, welcome. Welcome to All Ears English. all right. I'm very interested in the Boston Adventure and really want to join you. To join you on this October one?
Maybe, yeah.
Could you let me know when the next adventure is so that I can rearrange my schedule ahead of time? What is included in the price? If you could give me more detail, it would be great.
Okay, so just a quick note for this listener and anyone else who is thinking the same thing. We just finished the second Boston Adventure in October, and it was awesome. It was awesome. Okay, yeah. So guys, yeah, we are going to be running these again in the summer. So go over and get on the list, and then you will be the first to hear when we launch the new dates. Okay, so go to allearsenglish.com/Boston. All right, awesome. Let's keep going.
All right. I have a favor to ask. My neighbors are going to throw a block party for Halloween. It is the first time for me to be at this kind of party. I don't know how to start a conversation with them. It is really hard for me to get into their conversation. I feel nervous and don't know what I should do. Could you give me any advice, please? Thank you guys so much for your fantastic job. You guys rock. Pat. Thanks, Pat.
Good question, Pat. And we're happy to have you on board as a listener. Welcome to our community. Awesome. So good. So it's a good question, Michelle. Is it a good question?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Have we ever done episodes on anything like this?
Yeah, I think we did something. We talked about that shared situation strategy on episode 817.
Yeah, so we've covered how to start a conversation from a number of angles, and we are going to answer your question today, Pat. But I want you to go back to our website and do some background stuff on all the, you know, we've done more than 800 episodes at this point, right? So we've covered a lot of angles on this topic. So go back and look at the prior episodes, you know, and then come back to this one. So 817, if you go to allearsenglish.com, type 817 in the search bar. And what else? Did we do another?
Yeah. So on episode 556, Pat, we did an episode about a two-step strategy for starting conversations in a low-risk way. So go on, listen to that one.
Exactly. So same thing. Go to allearsenglish.com, type 556 in the search bar. Those are two really useful episodes. But today, we'll give you a different strategy that's more related to the season or the event that you're at, right? Which is, of course, a Halloween party, okay?
Right.
So, Michelle, if you're at a Halloween party, what are some specific phrases to a Halloween party that you might say? I mean, when you walk in there and everybody's got these weird costumes on. you know that All Ears English is an awesome way to learn, and now it's time to let more people in the world know that this is the place where you can focus on connection, not perfection. So your action today is this: choose your coolest friend and tell them about All Ears English. Show them how to listen to the show and get them hooked. Thanks for listening, guys.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah. All right. So, well, first you could just say, if you like their costume, just say, "Hey, I love your costume." And then just kind of let them talk. That'll probably lead into something.
Yeah. I think we've found this in some of these episodes that we've done lately. The key here is just getting it started and then letting them kind of go, because people love to talk about themselves. It's just a fact. Okay. It's human nature. And if you give someone a space to talk about something they've made that they're proud of, they will like you more. And then they'll ask a follow-up question about you once they've told you about your costume. I think that's a great way just to get it started.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's great.
Okay. What's the second one?
I like this one. How'd you come up with that costume?
So good, right? People take pride in their creativity, just like your husband. Would he like to be asked this question?
He would love to be asked this question.
Exactly.
He would love it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
And then how about the next one? What if you just don't know what someone is supposed to be? Like when I was Times Square, I had this weird cup of noodles on my head.
I love that image. Do you have any pictures of that?
I actually have one. It's somewhere. Oh my gosh, I would have to dig it up.
Oh, you should try and find it. You should put that up. I want to see it.
it's ridiculous. It was my first year in New York, and we went out with my roommate, Sarah Kastner. I don't even remember where we went, but we went to some party or something, and we didn't even know anyone, but people like just didn't get what I was trying to do. It was so funny. Like, it was weird. Anyways.
That's so funny. All right. So if I saw you and it was hard to tell what you were, I might say, "So what are you?"
Exactly. So you don't need to say it in a weird way, but you know, people want to share who they're trying to be. So what are you, right? Or what are you? Okay. So that's a good question to ask. These are good conversation starters. Okay. Love it. Here's another one. You know, if you're getting deeper into the conversation with one person, you could say, "What was your costume last year?"
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. So, Michelle, would you say that these are all, you know, questions that you might ask at a Halloween party?
Yeah, these are all great starter questions. Yeah, okay. For sure.
Okay. So now the other option is asking about the season. So, you know, some of it could be about weather, but also like there are certain things that happen in the fall, at least in New England or the US, that are kind of nostalgic, right? So you could ask about that. So what would be one thing you would say?
Well, you could say, any big travel plans coming up for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Another thing you could say is, you know, let's say the door opens. You're already inside the party and then someone new comes, the door opens and you feel the breeze and you say, "Oh, it's so chilly tonight," right? Do you mind the cold? Do you mind the colder weather? Right? Ask them how they feel about the change. Because Halloween, to me, in my mind, is the time when you start to feel the cold, right?
Yeah, it's also right before daylight savings.
Oh my gosh.
So people might talk about that too. I know I do, because that like depresses me. So I feel like that's something, "Oh no, it's getting darker earlier and earlier." You know, like that.
That's a good one. Let's add that. So what would you say, Michelle? Something like, "Oh no." Like,
I should be like, "Oh gosh, I can't believe it's dark already." I mean, unless it's like 9 o'clock, in which case that would be weird to say. But it's getting dark so early nowadays. And like, I think the clocks are changing sometime next week. Oh, I hate that. You know, sorry, that wasn't one phrase.
No, that's good. That's really good. I think that's so common. I've definitely had that conversation a bunch of times around late October, early November. And it is a thing. Like, I don't know. We have to get used to it. Our bodies go through a bit of a shock, right? When it's here yeah. here in Boston, it gets dark at 4:30 at the worst, at the very beginning yeah. of the height of the dark winter, yeah, which I guess is early, right? Would be in early November. It gets dark yeah. at 4:30 and it's a shock. And it's like, oh, you know, we want to talk about this with people around us because it kind of affects our bodies and how we feel in the world, you know? So that's a right. good conversation starter.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And what's another thing we could do, Michelle?
All right. Another thing we can do is, we can ask them for information, right? So you can, like people like going apple picking in the fall, right? So yep. you could say, so where's the best place to go to go apple picking around here? Or like, I want to get started early on my holiday shopping. Any good shopping districts in town?
Yeah. You know, I really love these questions because they're very season specific and holiday yeah. specific. And when you ask a season specific question, you bring up this sense of nostalgia in someone that could bring a real sense of connection.
Right.
You know, like you ask about, like Thanksgiving, you're going to make them think about, well, maybe hopefully as long as they're looking forward to their Thanksgiving.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's just, I don't know, the fall's kind of a nice season. You get like warm sweaters, you get pumpkin pie, you get like a little bit chillier weather. It's kind of nice. It's nostalgic for people. So ask about it.
For sure. Good.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So guys, we're going to show you how to put these into play now. So let's do it. So Michelle, in this role play, you are hosting a Halloween party and I'm new in town and I'm attending the party. Okay.
All right.
So here we go. Ring, ring.
Oh, you made it. So glad you're here. Come on in. Oh, a few people are already here. You can put your jacket in that room.
Awesome. Thanks. Wow. This is a great space you have here.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, I love your costume.
Oh, thank you. I made it myself. I'm Pippi Longstocking, in case you were wondering.
Okay. I could see it. How'd you come up with that costume?
I watched a lot of TV shows when I was a kid. The door swings open. Brr, it's so chilly tonight. Ugh, do you mind the colder weather?
Pippi Longstocking. Were you Pippi Longstocking last year? Why did I get that idea? Were you Punky Brewster or someone like that last year or something? No.
No, last year was my Donald Trump Twitter.
Oh, right. You said that. I don't know. I thought we had a conversation about some like female young like TV character or something. Maybe it was somebody else.
I don't know. I'll have to think on it, but not last year.
Pippi Longstocking. Yeah. So these are characters from like TV shows and movies when we were young in the 80s. So let's go through this, Michelle. Which ones did we use first? What did I say? I said, hey.
You said, hey, I love your costume.
So common, so easy, right? Good way to start that conversation, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I said, how'd you come up? I didn't say, how did you come up? I said, how'd you come up with that costume?
Mm-hmm. Right. And then I said, because the door swung open, I made it very creepy. Okay. It's so chilly tonight. Do you mind the colder weather?
Okay, good. So we've talked about the costumes. We've got to talk about where they came from and the weather. So we've touched on a lot of these Halloween and season themes here, guys. So I think this gives our listeners some really nice options. You know, unfortunately, I have a feeling that by the time this episode comes out, the Halloween party will be over.
Yeah,
that's the only problem. But for next time, guys, for next year, keep it in mind.
For sure.
Okay, so what's a bonus then that came up in this episode today, in this role play, Michelle?
We said the word space.
Yeah,
did we?
Yeah, we did. So I said, we did say it. I said, wow.
I see it.
This is a great space you have here. So I think this is interesting because I feel like it's kind of trendy to use the word space instead of apartment or instead of like house. You say space. It feels kind of urban and trendy because some people live in a studio. Some people live in an apartment. Some people live in a townhouse. Like, I think it's just, I guess it's just become popular in fashion. Do you have any thoughts on that, Michelle?
Yeah, I would say, nice space. Yeah. I like this word. And yeah, it could be a big space, could be a small space. whatever the space is.
It could also be used for places that are not people's homes. Like my friend Diego runs a gallery in New York downtown. And last year when I did our course that we built, that we were filming him, we went into his gallery and I said, wow, this is a nice space you have, right? This is a nice gallery space. I just feel like people are dropping this word a lot. And I wanted to note that for our listeners.
All right. Okay. Cool.
Awesome. So guys, don't forget, as we're wrapping up today, if you are taking the IELTS exam, you want to go over to the IELTS Energy podcast. And one final thing to do, go to allearsenglish.com/app to get on the insider list for when the app comes out.
Ooh, exciting.
All right, Michelle, I hope you enjoy that Halloween party.
Thank you.
That sounds like fun.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.